Ben, you always said that the offense was based on personnel. And so now that you are without your best running back and your best wide receiver, how is the offense going to change, or is it?
Well, our philosophy is when an injury happens, next man up. So we're going to stick with that. Our offense is personnel driven, and we're going to do what we can to get our players in position to be successful. And we've been training guys within the system since April 21st. So we'll tailor it to their strengths, and we'll go from there.
You mentioned the cross-training a lot. How much has Odell been cross-trained for a slot role? And if not, how much have you seen on film to let you know that maybe he could do that if he needed to?
Yeah, well, I mean, Odell, this is only his third week back into practice. So he's getting his football legs underneath him. He's getting in football shape. He's shown that he's smart and conscientious and willing to work. And we're sprinkling those reps around right now. We're training a bunch of different guys to take those reps. And a bunch of guys have been taking those reps since April 21st. So we'll plug and we'll play and we'll go from there.
Is there any sort of...
How different of a skill set really is it to move a player from outside to inside?
Well, just because you're a slot receiver doesn't mean you're a shifty guy or a quick guy rather than a fast guy. You know, you can use different body types in there. You know, whether you're a big guy who's a physical type receiver, whether you're a long linear guy that plays with speed, or whether you're a short, quick type guy, they're all different kinds of slot receivers, and each of them do different things well.
Is there any thought, though, with him? I mean, like you said, he's had minimal practice time with you guys, mm-hmm. of just trying to, he's been outside to keep him out there because, get him used to that first before you really put even more on his plate?
You could think that way, yes. But we train concepts here. We teach conceptually. So whether you're number one, you're number two, or number three, you have to know what everyone has and how it impacts what you do. And so sliding a guy in one slot or sliding him out one slot is different, but it's not a huge challenge.
For a young guy, does he seem to be picking up those concepts as you're going on reasonably quickly?
Absolutely. No reservations there as far as, you know, he comes in, he's very attentive in meetings, he takes it out to the field, he practices it, he asks questions, he wants to be right, he wants to learn, he wants to know, he wants to be a good player. That's what I see.
One guy who hasn't been here since April 21st is Ogletree. What have you seen from him, and do you think he can contribute as soon as this week?
Yeah, I mean, he did today. He contributed today. He did a nice job in practice. He's a guy that when you see him in the workout, he came in and he was able to speak the language. He was able to go out and, you know, a lot of times in those workouts, it's tough to get guys to run things the way you want to run them. But he could take what you were speaking verbally and put them to the walk. And that was good to see. And he was also able to come in there and, you know, when you're walking behind a guy and trying to show him around and walk him through some things conceptually, he was able to pick that up and go out. And it's not his first rodeo. I mean, he's been around the block a little bit, and he's highly thought of in the league.
Probably like 1 or 2 weeks ago, I think Tom was talking a little bit about how Victor was kind of changed what defenses did, and he was attracting a lot of attention. What do you feel like, I mean, what do you expect to see maybe differently from defenses now that he's not there?
We'll wait to see on Sunday. We'll see how they play us. You know, we're going to have a plan. We're going to move some guys around, and we're going to do what we do and put our guys in position to be successful. And we're going to see what the plan is from the defense and be able to adjust from there.
You were able to get a certain level of expectation, I would think, from your offensive line and performance in three games. How either stunned or dismayed were you by it looked like a really massive, widespread drop-off last game?
You know, when you go out and you perform the way we did on Sunday offensively, it's a lot more than one position group and a lot more than one guy that takes the blame. It starts here. I have to do a better job during the week. I have to coach better in the games. When you give up 8 sacks, yeah, a lot of it falls in the offensive line, but it's not just the offensive line. There's plenty of blame to spread around, but, you know, we came in, we watched the tape, we took our medicine, we coached, you know, players took it, they were hard on themselves, but we moved on. And you got to move on in this league, or if if anything's hanging over your head, you're susceptible to a bad week the next week, and we can't let that happen.
Did the Eagles do anything different from what you've seen from other teams so far this year? Was there anything specific towards
The Eagles are a well-coached team. They played great defense on Sunday night. They coached great defense, and they kicked our butt.
Did you try to maybe be a little more vertical in that game? Was that the intention going in?
Did we try to be more vertical? Everything we do is off of a vertical stem. So I would say no.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'm not sure what the question is.
It looked like maybe some of the plays, before they got wrecked, mm-hmm. so quickly, looked like you were maybe trying to get downfield a little more. Maybe Eli was going to have to hold the ball a couple of extra seconds as opposed to getting it out so quickly.
There may have been some of that, but I wouldn't agree with that. There may be some when you have, when it's second down and 10 plus and third down and 10 plus 10 times in the game, it's a challenge. So you're going to have to hold the ball a little bit longer when you have 10 yards to go.
You said you trusted Andre last week. Anything that he did or didn't do to lessen that trust going into this week?
No, I trust Andre. He prepares like a pro. He's doing it this week. He went out and he had a great run early in the game when he put his shoulder down and ran for some positive yards. But he did a nice job last week, and we look for him to continue to improve.
Anything else?
What is he? Second guessed. He talked about that run he had, and then the third and one call on pass it there. That seemed like
it was a long one. Yeah. It was 1-2. Yeah. You can second guess every call from last Sunday.
You've done that a bunch of times, though. Third and one or two, mm-hmm. short. We've gone in a shotgun, I think you pass most of the times when you've gone in that. What's the line of thinking behind going in a shotgun in those situations and the benefit of that?
It's part of your film study.
Yeah, specific against what the other team does?
Yes.
What you're saying?
What you do and what you see on tape.
It seems like you either get a whole lot or really nothing from the tight ends in the passing game. Can you attribute that to something?
You'd like to get production from every group. Sometimes the coverage you're seeing depends on what you're calling and how that goes. But on Sunday we didn't get enough production. So that was widespread.